New Zealand Conservatives prepare to form coalition government after 6 years of Labour rule. By Breitbart London on October 15, 2023. AFP, Christopher Luxon said it was a tremendous privilege to wake up Sunday as New Zealand's incoming Prime Minister as he eyed talks to form a new coalition government. Voters ended the six-year reign of the centre-left Labour government on Saturday as Luxon's Conservative National Party won enough seats to govern in a coalition with Liberal Party ACT. Labour leader Chris Hipkins, who replaced Jacinda Ardern as Prime Minister in January, conceded defeat after his party lost nearly half their number of seats from the previous election in 2020. Luxon fronted the media on Sunday wearing an All Blacks jersey after watching coverage of New Zealand's victory over Ireland at the Rugby World Cup in France, which kicked off at 8 a.m. local time, 1900 GMT Saturday. "It's a great start to the day when you've got a national government and you've got the All Blacks winning again," he told reporters. Luxon, who prides himself on needing only a few hours of sleep each night, said he had celebrated with family and supporters, then analyzed the election results until 0330 before an early sporting start. The 53-year-old former airline executive, who entered politics in 2019, can only take over as prime minister after the final election results are declared on November 3. "It's a tremendous privilege," he replied on being the incoming premier. "I came to politics with a view of making a contribution to New Zealand. Unhappy that we weren't realizing our potential. That's why I feel very optimistic about our path going forward." Luxon said he planned a strategy meeting Sunday ahead of coalition talks. In their first 100 days, National has promised changes such as a ban on cell phones in schools, a crackdown on crime and the scrapping of planned fuel tax hikes. With New Zealand in a cost of living crisis and crime figures rising, Luxon admitted having some tough decisions to face. "When you do a turnaround, you've got to call the brutal facts of your reality. Put a plan together and get yourself to a better place," added the former businessman. National cleaned up at the polls, but some big-name casualties fell in Labour's defeat. Foreign Affairs Minister Nanea Mahuta, 53, lost her Hauraki Waikato seat to 21-year-old Hanarahiti Mabie Clark of Te Pāti Māori, who will become New Zealand's youngest MP in 170 years. Michael Wood, who resigned as transport minister in June after failing to declare shares in Auckland Airport, was also ousted after losing his Mount Roskill seat to national candidate Carlos Cheung. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.